Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of our heart. God wants us to have a heart that is right before Him. Remember, God is looking upon the heart. That's the hidden man of the heart, the inner man within. We're going to get the Word of God in our heart, and we're going to speak the Word of God from our heart. We're going to be obedient from our heart, and as we have a right heart, then we're going to see fruit. But if we let evil into our heart, it will have quite a negative effect upon us. And we've been talking about the effects of a wrong heart or evil in the heart. It is important that we understand this so that we will watch after our heart. You know, it's important that we yield our heart unto the Lord and keep it right before Him. It's possible for you to have evil in your heart, and that is the root behind why these negative things are occurring in your life. We saw the fact that if we have a wrong heart attitude, we'll refuse to obey God. We won't hearken unto Him. If we have a wrong heart attitude, then we will bring up an evil report, and we will even discourage the heart of others. That's why you want to watch what's in your heart and watch what you say out of your mouth. If we have a wrong heart attitude and we get deceived, we eventually will go off and serve other gods, some other form, some other idol, some other source for meeting our needs in some area of our life. Be sure that you have no other gods before you, that your heart is totally yielded unto the Lord. A lot of people serve self. It's one of the biggest idols in people's lives is self, because they serve their own self-desire, serving the creature instead of the Creator. We also saw the fact that if we let fear or faint-heartedness come upon us, then what's going to happen? We're not going to be able to win our battles. We're going to be sent home. We're not going to have the victory. In fact, we're going to have a negative effect upon others as well. If you don't have gladness of heart, a rejoicing heart, you are going to serve your enemies, the Bible says, Deuteronomy 28:47 and 48. If our heart is turned away to go and serve other gods, then we're not going to hear from the Lord. We're not going to have His wisdom. In fact, it's going to shorten your lifespan. You'll perish and you will not prolong your days. Now remember those that did not keep the word in their heart. They let the enemy take it out. The evil came in their heart. They were in unbelief and they caused the people to melt, their heart to melt and not to go in and possess the land. Caleb kept the word in his heart and he wholly followed the Lord and eventually went in and possessed the land. We also saw how Saul saw the Philistines. He was moved by what he saw instead of looking at the Word of God and keeping his eyes on the Lord. And when you start looking at the enemy, it is going to have an adverse effect. It caused fear to come into him, and it will lead you astray. It brings forth destruction. Solomon, he was around the wrong kind of women. And this is why we cannot be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We cannot have ourselves in union with someone who is not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. If so, what happened to Solomon's heart? It was turned away after other gods. His heart was not right before the Lord. We saw Rehoboam, where because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord, he did evil. The effects of a heart that doesn't seek God is you will do evil. You must seek the Lord first. Seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and seek to follow the ways of the Lord. Hezekiah's heart was lifted up, and wrath came upon him. When he humbled his heart, then it stopped the wrath, and he had no wrath coming against him. We saw in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, then it said that God will not hear your prayers. A lot of people think that God's going to hear whatever you pray. If you have iniquity in your heart, He's not going to hear you. You've got to keep a right heart attitude. Proverbs 12:25 talks about anxiety and heaviness in the heart, makes it stoop or weighs it down. You should not allow any anxiety, care, worry, heaviness into your heart. Instead, you should keep your eyes upon the Lord and be praying the Word. If not, it will cause your heart to be weighed down. You'll have that heaviness upon you. Proverbs 14:14 talks about the backslider in heart. He's filled with his own ways. You can tell when someone's heart is not right before the Lord when they're not walking in God's ways. If you're walking in God's ways, then your heart will be right. If you're walking in your own ways, then you have an element of backsliding in heart. And this is important that you watch out for having a heart that is not right before God. You'll start walking in your own ways instead of the Lord's ways. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Otherwise, if you have a prideful heart, destruction is going to come your way. If you have a heart that envies sinners, you are not going to gain the reward that God has for you. If you keep the fear of the Lord, then you'll get the reward that God has. If you harden your heart, you will fall into calamity and trouble and mischief in your life. It's so important that people realize there's a cause for every curse. Calamity and trouble just doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes because of what is on the inside of us. What's on the inside of us is what defiles a man. Proverbs 28:25, a proud heart stirreth up strife. That's another effect of a wrong heart attitude. You'll be one who gets into strife and arguments because you have pride in your heart. You need to repent and turn from that. Don't be rash with your mouth. Don't let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Let your words be few. Some people just let their mouth just ramble on and on and on. That shows the fact that they have some real negative things going on the inside. Don't sit there and just speak these things. Let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Don't be a complainer or a griper or speaking these, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? That shows your heart's not right before God. God is your source. God is the one who helps you. If you have a lack of knowledge, get in and seek Him and believe for Him to open the eyes of your understanding to give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Watch your words. Let your words be few. We're going to pick up here in Obadiah, verse 3. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Here's the effects of a wrong heart again. Pride in the heart will open you up to deceiving spirits. You will be deceived when you have pride in your heart, and you'll not perceive things properly. In Matthew 5:28, here it says, whosoever looks on a woman to lust after has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Remember, God is looking on our heart. A lot of people think that, well, I don't commit adultery because I didn't go out there and do the act. But God says, if you look on a woman to lust after her in your heart, you have committed the adultery with her already in the sight of the Lord. And this is going to bring curses upon you. It's going to bring destruction in your life. In Matthew 15:18, he talks about how the people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Oh, there's lots of people that can talk the talk. Well, they can speak things that sound right. They know all the right things to say. But the question is your heart right with God? Is your heart with Him? In fact, he goes on and says, in vain they worship me. You can be worshiping Him in vain if your heart is not right before the Lord. Very important. Matthew 15 and verse 17, Jesus said, do you not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. And out of the heart proceeds the evil thoughts and the murders and the adulteries and fornications and thefts and false witness and blasphemies. These things are coming forth out of the person's heart. And that's what defiles a man. You know, I've heard lots of people, they're sitting there carrying on these evil activities, and yet they sit there and say, well, God knows my heart, I really don't want to do this. Baloney. If you have these things occurring in your life, your heart has evil in it. It has defiled you, because out of the heart proceeds these things that cause you to do what you do. Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness or lying or blasphemies or whatever it might be. These are the things that defile a man. In Mark chapter 6, verse 52, they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. If you have a hard heart, you won't believe in the miracles of God. You won't believe for Him to heal you. You won't believe for Him to deliver you. You won't believe in the power of God. You better watch that you never turn away from believing in the miracle power of God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a healer, He's a deliverer, and He will perform His word in your life. In Mark chapter 8, verse 17, he said, "Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have you yet your heart hardened?" Here again, they had a hard heart, and they could not operate in faith. They could not perceive things. They could not understand things properly. Always keep your heart tender before the Lord. It is so important. In Mark 11:23, the Bible says that when you say unto the mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea," and if you won't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you sayeth. You know, people have learned this principle of speaking to the mountain, but they have to realize that if you doubt in your heart, that means to differ. If you doubt or differ in your heart from what you're saying with your mouth, you will not be able to move that mountain or that problem. So here the effects of doubt in your heart will be, it'll stop you from being able to remove the mountains and the problems that are coming against you. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Jesus upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them that had seen him after he was risen. Don't let hardness of heart or unbelief, it'll cause you not to believe in the miracles and the power of God and his ability to come and to meet your needs in your life. Don't be slow of heart to believe. Watch your heart. You can't open yourself up to the enemy or he'll fill your heart with negativism. And over in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, he talked about them that were stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. When you have a wrong heart attitude, you'll resist the Holy Spirit. You won't listen to him. You won't be listening to what he's trying to tell you to do. He's trying to get over to you what he wants you to do, but you resist him. We must have a right heart attitude. Otherwise, you will not be ready to receive what the Holy Spirit brings. Over in Romans chapter 1, it talks about that they became vain in their imaginations, their heart became foolish and was darkened. And what happened? They were given over to uncleanness, the following the lust of their heart, and they go off into all kinds of areas of sin. Do not let your heart be foolish or darkened, or it will lead you into bondage in your life and lead you into walking in the ways of sin. Hebrews chapter 3, here it talks about God was grieved with their generation because they erred in their heart. They didn't know his ways. And what was the result? They never could enter into his rest. You will not enter into the promises of God if you err in your heart and you don't know his ways. God wants us to get that evil heart of unbelief out so that we will walk in obedience to him. Believe his word. Act upon his word so that you can enter into the promises of God. Well, that's all we're going to cover for today. We're going to pick up with this tomorrow. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.